I'm Daisy Contreras with NPR Illinois. With just a little bit over a week left into the spring legislative session, there are many issues lawmakers have yet to settle. Meeting at the state capitol, I'm joined by the team of NPR Illinois reporters who have been looking into these issues. Dusty Rhodes, Mary Hansen, Jacqueline Driscoll, and Brian Mackey. Everyone, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Good to be with you.
Hey, Daisy.
Brian, we'll start with you. You've been following some of the budget negotiations. What's new?
Well, what's new is, I guess, not that new. The Republicans are saying that they're being excluded from the process, or they're worried about being excluded from the process. Democrats say they want to take time and make sure things are done right. But it's all being helped along by some relatively good budget news we got a couple of weeks ago, which is the so-called April surprise. $1.5 billion of extra money that was paid in taxes in April for the current year. And it's projected that that will also continue into next year with an additional $800 million in revenue coming in. So it's still relatively early in the budget process, but they keep negotiating. Democrats say they hope it will be a bipartisan budget. Republicans say they hope so too, but they're a little more skeptical, of course, being in the super minority in both the House and Senate.
And we've covered a bunch of the governor's proposals for raising or creating new taxes on cigarettes, plastic bags, and managed care organizations that participate in the state's Medicaid program. Are those still in the mix?
Yes and no. It depends on which one you're talking about and who you ask. So the cigarette tax is still in the mix. Democrats want to see a more progressive tax structure on video gambling, for example. I've heard the bag tax is not doing as well. This would be a tax on plastic bags. Republicans say they can get on board with some revenue proposals, such as the what they're calling an assessment on these Medicaid managed care organizations, not a tax, an assessment. But again, this is something where Republicans say, well, with all this extra money we got in the April surprise, we can live within our means. We don't need to do any additional tax increases. Democrats are saying, hey, we have a lot of needs in this state. We had a two-year budget impasse where we didn't adequately fund government, and it's going to take more money to get us back to where we need to be.
And Dusty, you've been covering several plans about education. Teacher licensure has been a big issue on your beat. What's happening with those?
Yeah, it's important because it plays so directly into the teacher shortage. So there's a couple of big bills that would address licensure. And, you know, not surprisingly, they're both sponsored by legislators who were school teachers. So one of them is Representative Sue Scher of Decatur. And her bill would suspend what's called the basic skills test for about 6 years. It would suspend that requirement for about 6 years to allow the Illinois State Board of Education to kind of reevaluate the situation. That test has kept a lot of potential teachers out of the pipeline, especially minorities. And we have a real dearth of minority teachers. The other bill by State Senator Andy Menar of Bunker Hill would also remove that basic skills requirement with no sunset on it. And the other thing his bill would do would allow student teachers to be paid. Everybody seems to be on board with that. But there's a third part that's been taken out. It addresses a pension cap. That's kind of controversial. So today, even as we are recording this on Wednesday, a lot of people from the Illinois Education Association, the teachers union, they're here with petitions to repeal the pension cap. And, you know, by the time this airs, they may have succeeded. I don't know.
Any other big issues that you're watching that we should be paying attention to?
Well, there's big, and then there's also just a lot of little small ones, like there's a hunting bill, you know, a bill that would allow schools to teach hunting. There's a bill that would make 5 years of age the mandatory kindergarten, you know, compulsory for kindergarten. There's a lot of, I feel like I'm juggling burning batons or something, I don't know.
And Mary, another issue has been infrastructure. What's the latest?
So there are several proposals, plans floating around. Senators and representatives have been negotiating their own plans, and the governor announced his $41.5 billion proposal last week, which includes both roads and bridges, that horizontal piece, as well as the vertical, the buildings. and state facilities. Lawmakers have been hearing from just about everybody in the last couple of months about what they need in an infrastructure bill. So mayors and county engineers and business folks saying they need to fix the roads. And then you also have colleges and universities and elementary schools, high schools, all of them saying they have billions in backlogged maintenance, leaky roofs, you know, boilers, things like that. And then you have community groups like hospitals, environmentalists, affordable housing advocates, all hoping for a piece of this plan.
What are the ideas on how to pay for it?
So for the traditional infrastructure, the interstates and rails and bridges, on pretty much everybody's proposal is raising the gas tax from the current 19 cents, which hasn't been touched since 1990. What that would get raised to is still being negotiated. There's been suggestions to double it to 38 cents a gallon or go to 44 cents a gallon. There's also been a proposal to phase out the sales tax on gas to sort of help ease the pinch of raising the gas tax by that much. The governor's bill included things like increasing the tax on alcohol, introducing a new fee on streaming services and ride shares, and also a fee for electric vehicles. So there's just a lot of proposals out there, and both Republicans and Democrats say they're still all on the table. So I guess we'll see in the next couple of days.
And Jacqueline, the marijuana legalization proposal is still under heavy construction.
Definitely. When we saw the bill unveiled, the bill language unveiled just a couple weeks ago, that was something that the sponsors, the governor said that this was still a work in progress. It wasn't the final bill. This wasn't the, you know, we hadn't seen the last of the changes. It was just basically getting the language out to the public and allowing negotiations to take place in the public eye. There was a Senate committee last week on the proposal where they were able to kind of flesh out some of the details in the bill. We were able to hear more from the Republicans about some of their concerns, a couple of those that we will watch for changes to come in the very near future. One deals with the expungement of criminal records. Some Republicans believe that portion of the bill does go too far. It expunges too many records. The current proposal allows for people to possess up to 30 grams, but expunging the records would go up to 500 grams. The sponsors say that this is because they want to allow people who were in those low-level dealing, that were arrested for low-level dealing, they want to get them back into the market because dispensaries will be able to possess more than 500 grams. Also, they argue that the governor could really do this himself. It doesn't need to be a part of this proposal at all, but the lawmakers sponsoring this say that that's not the case. Putting this in the proposal would streamline it and make it easier on the people who need their records expunged. Also, home grow is very contentious. Law enforcement, this has been a big sticking point for law enforcement. They do not agree with home grow. Right now, as it is written, people will be able to possess up to 5 plants per household, but the governor's staff has said that they expect some significant changes. One of the ideas is to only allow medical patients to be able to home grow.
And there's also this topic of a drug-free workplace. Might we see any changes in language on how that might actually work out?
This was actually spoken about in the Senate committee. State Senator Toy Hutchinson said that there is going to be some changes, that they might have actually already had some language written up because there is a difficulty in addressing impairment and the presence of THC. THC is that psychoactive component found in marijuana known to get you high. That can stay in your system for much longer time periods, up to a month. So it's difficult to say whether a person is impaired on the job or if they had used cannabis, you know, in their home legally on the Friday before they were drug tested. So that's going to be it's something that we're seeing play out at the national level, but it's something we want to try to address here in Illinois. The lawmakers say if this bill does pass in May. Also, employers or businesses that have federal contracts will likely need to maintain very strict rules since cannabis is still illegal federally. And Daisy, you have been covering the topic of gambling expansion throughout the state. What are the odds we'll see a bill pass before the end of May?
I've been focusing on sports betting, and as of the taping of this conversation, we are still waiting on final language. We've seen several proposals over the last month, taking into consideration many concerns from various groups, including the casino industry, video gaming, and those who are worried about gambling addiction. I think that's something that we should be looking out for is if sports wagering will become a part of a larger gambling expansion plan, which would include more casino licenses and an increase in video gaming taxes. There are many, many moving parts for a sports betting plan to come together. Governor J.B. Pritzker is expecting at least $200 million upfront from a legalized market, and this is just from licensing fees. So we still have many moving parts. We're still wondering and waiting to hear if the final plan will have high taxes on wagers, if there will be a mobile component, and just who gets to do this in the legal market.
And sports leagues are still trying to get a cut of the revenue if it does pass. Is that correct?
Yes. So no other state has given sports leagues any of the so-called royalty fees, but they are still pushing to get some of that money. They say they'll be able to help grow the sports betting market if they can be part of the advertising. They say they have the money, they have the players, they have the teams that they can utilize to help advertise and help get people to place bets. And so, yes, they are definitely still pushing hard to be part of that final plan. Thanks, everyone, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Daisy.
Thanks, Daisy.